regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
We want to welcome to the show. Jerry Tony is here, the executive director of the Norwalk Seaport Association.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. And thanks for having us.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate you being here. I mean, gosh, the Oyster Fest alone is one of the things that makes Norwalk famous. So there's no way I could stop here and not talk to you. How are you?
It's good. It's an institution unto itself. You know, going back to 78 is when we did the first one. We'll have number 48 coming this year. Unfortunately, we missed the COVID year. We didn't do it, but
fair.
We're exciting. Looking forward to it. September 11th, 12th, and 13th at Veterans Park in Norwalk. Same place, same time.
That festival has grown so much over the years. I mean, talk about what even goes into the Oyster Festival. I don't think people ever really realize it. And even when they're there, you don't realize the amount of work that goes into that.
Yeah, it's difficult to address this particular issue without making note of a very special person that we lost this year, Bill Solder.
Mm-hmm.
He was an incredible individual, both as a person, but also as a manager and a constructor. I like to describe it as a fact. He built a city in about 14 days. You know, you look at the Veterans Park the day we take it, and you look at it about 2 to 3 weeks later and say, my God, how did that happen?
Mm.
Of course, those that wander onto the field during the events figured, well, it just happened. But
right.
What goes beyond it is just absolutely amazing. I was just speaking with Chief Walsh before the show started. And by the way, they're incredible supporters and so good to us in the community. But the absence will be felt. We'll move on and we'll do it. We'll do it in his honor. But it's a lot of work, you know, hundreds of tents, thousands and thousands of feet of electrical wire, water connections, signage. It goes on and on and on. So it's quite the task.
Yeah, it is. And for people who have not been to the Oyster Festival before, in 48 years, give or take, what is featured there? Like, what is it all about? Because you'll always have the people who maybe they're new to Connecticut and they think, is it just all about oysters?
Okay, for the 11 people out there that have never been there, I have to address
the 11 people who have not been. Yes,
those 11 people
have to.
We have newcomers. We have people from out of state that come all the time.
Yeah,
it's a combination of a lot of things. It's a festival of food. It's a festival of arts and crafts. Hundreds of crafters are there. Just incredible the work that they put into their specialties and sell and display what they do. We have what's called the New England Village, which is more of a commercial section. You'll find local roofing companies, you'll find builders, you'll find insurance companies just promoting what they do. Many nonprofits, we cooperate and provide significant discounts for nonprofits to come and put a tent up. Put up your 10 by 10 and talk about what you do, for the community. We're working harder this year to even get more on the field. Of course, there's the food, and then there's the food, and there's the food. There's about, 25, 20.
Would you say there's any food at this event?
There's lots of food
this
event.
I wasn't sure.
Nobody goes home hungry, regardless of your specialty in terms of choice of foods. There's so many different opportunities to eat. And, of course, featured by the Flotilla 72, which is the U.S. Coast Guard volunteer group. That are stationed down at Calf Pasture Beach. They, of course, corner the whole food area with their shucked oysters. I should know the answer, and I apologize, but it's thousands and many thousands and thousands of oysters that they shuck and serve during the day. And everything's fresh.
Amazing.
You know? And they do that in cooperation with another dear friend of the seaport, Norm Bloom and son.
Wow. That's amazing. And by the way, shucking an oyster, I tried for the first time last summer. It is so hard. I don't know how people do it as well as they do.
It's impossible, actually.
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. I
feel
seen.
Badly.
No, I feel seen. Thank you.
Of course, another major section is, of course, our entertainment. We have some big entertainment lined up for this year. We have Parmalee, which is a well-known, internationally known country western band, top of the charts. We're yet to announce Friday and Sunday yet, but we have entertainment all weekend. We have entertainment for the children. Another thing that we've done over the years is try to integrate more family events, and we bring in shows and displays that are attracted to families. Like we bring the Lumberjacks, which are just amazing.
They perform, so awesome.
They performed all around the world. They had a 2-year stint as a permanent exhibit at Disney World in Florida. There's the dog show, which everybody absolutely loves. These dogs are just incredible, and they're trained well and of course, well taken care of. I happened to pop in and see their facilities one day, and they're better than most fancy hotels.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And, of course, then there's the main stage, as I said before. And the thing that attracts all the children and the families is the rides. Stuart Amusements has been our partner for 40 plus years, probably.
Wow.
And they do a magnificent job in providing opportunity for the kids to just go have fun.
Yeah. Oyster Fest, I'm telling you, it is a good time coming up in September. What else, though? I want to make sure while you're here, Jerry, we talk about other things with the association. I mean, you guys also know a bit of history in Norwalk. We got to talk about the lighthouse.
Sure.
Got to talk about the lighthouse. Absolutely.
Yeah. When the Seaport Association was created in 1978, it was a time when the late Mayor Bill Collins was taking a look at South Norwalk, and it had fallen into disrepair. We'll be polite about that. I'm a native, lived here my entire life, so I've seen the cycles. And a number of businessmen, some of which still serve on our board, became involved in this in terms of the committee and discussion of what it should be. And it was really saying, you know, you kind of look up and down, and it's maritime. We're a maritime town. Sure, it's changed. We were a great hatting industry at one time. You know, Norwalk Lock, we've had other industries. But it's still about the maritime activity, the barges. Of course, a new walk bridge we're going to get. But the oystering, so, you know, that we thought that would should be, or those people involved, should that should be the directive. Mm-hmm. And from that group in 78, they created the concept and pushed for something called the Norwalk Maritime Aquarium, so which a lot of people don't realize and we like to brag about. They're on their own, obviously, for many, many years, but we were the impetus, and we still have board members that serve on their board.
It's amazing.
So that's really what it was about. But, of course, then in 86... we had, after doing the festival for a number of years, we had this opportunity to purchase Sheffield Island Lighthouse, which is really what the Seaport Association is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, built in 1868, it's just a magnificent jewel. It's a lighthouse. It's a beautiful piece of property. We have a pavilion on the grounds where we do events and clam bakes and things like that. But it's really all about this building that was built in 1868.
Yeah.
And Lightkeeper's Cottage next to it, which was built about 35 years before that. A lot of people don't know that was the second Sheffield Island Lighthouse. The first one was really in the wrong position, so they had to knock it down and they built this one.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there was one a number of years before that.
Interesting.
It's called the Norwalk. I think it was called the Norwalk Light back then.
Wow.
But the Sheffield Island Lighthouse is truly a museum. We maintain it as a museum. We show it as a museum. It's not a high-tech environment. We try to give the guests an experience of what it was like to live here and be the lightkeeper. We talk about things all the way, the fact that, you know, like every 4 hours, the lightkeeper had to carry like 2 or 3 5-gallon buckets of whale oil from the first floor to the second floor, and I think it was like 74 steps or something like that. And by the way, they're not 74 easy steps.
Right.
And that happened every single day. And wow. More important, when the lightkeeper fell ill or couldn't do it, well, the lightkeeper's wife did it. So it was a great team effort. You know,
yeah.
One time there were 12 children living out there. They had 12 children.
Holy cow.
And then the local school mom, as they used to call her back then, would row out and spend 6 days on the island with the children.
Oh, my gosh.
And educate them.
That's incredible.
It is great. So
wow.
We continue to do the tours. Of course, we start around Memorial Day, and then we're right through into Labor Day. Another important aspect of the island is our cooperation and involvement with the local school systems, primarily Norwalk, but we also have kids from Fairfield, Darien, et cetera, but it's primarily Norwalk. We'll start our tours in a couple of weeks with the kids and their teachers and instructors, and we'll do maybe 40 trips with the kids. We'll probably get 1,000 kids out there, and it's a combination of history and marine science. Public school system has developed an incredible marine sciences program. And it's these pathways, I believe, as they described in at Brian McMahon. It's they're the pathway of the marine sciences under direction of Ava Bardish. And then it's Ponus Ridge at the middle school, and I believe it's Jefferson
wow.
at the elementary. And that's their pathway. And so they all get to go out a number of times, do science, do research. And, of course, we squeeze in a little history lesson at the time.
Which is amazing. Just sitting here, I'm so fascinating, and I definitely want to go on one of those tours really, really soon.
Call me.
Oh, I will, Jerry, because now I've got your number. I've got your direct digits, and I look forward to chatting with you. Jerry, I want to make sure if people want more information about the Seaport Association, make sure that they're obviously in the know, Oyster Fest, the tours that are coming up this summer, where should they go? Do you have a website or anything?
Seaport.org. You can find everything you want. Excuse me, or just dial us up at 838-9444. Do it the old-fashioned way, and that's way of doing it. I might add, if I could do a little plug, we have The problem with owning a house that's built in 1868, it requires maintenance on a regular basis. So within the next year or so, we're going to be repainting the tower, which just needs it because of the wear and tear and what's exposed to out there, and doing a lot of reglazing of the glass in the tower, which is where the original light would have sat, giving signal to the mariners. And so we're about to embark on that, and we're going to embark on a fundraising campaign, a capital campaign to help pay for it.
Nice.
It's about a $350,000 paint job. So, but we're going to be working on that, and I'm using this opportunity to tell the public that we're going to be looking for support. They've supported us in the past, and I think they'll continue to do it in the future to help us with this important project.
Yeah, well, you know what, Jerry? And I think you should come back on the show when we get closer, when you guys are launching that. I would love to make sure that Thank people you. Know about it and try to garner support and talk about more of the history, because I'm very fascinated by this lighthouse, and I would love to know more and to share it with my listeners. Yeah. So thank you, Jerry, so much.
If I may throw in one more plug in.
You got like 10 seconds.
We do clam bakes once a week in July and August. We do sunset cruises too, which is absolutely wonderful. Two-hour sunset
amazing.
Cruiser on the islands.
Oh,
terrific.
That sounds amazing.
I'm done.
No, you're not done. We're going to just come back, you know, at another point, just not today. It's going to be great, Jerry, and I want to thank you for what you do, Executive Director for the Norwalk Seaport Association.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I will put a link to their website on their podcast as well on voiceofct.com. We're going to be right back with the Diner Tour next.